بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم. Yesterday I happened to meet a Muslim youth. He was born in India and now he is living in USA. During conversation, I asked, please share with us some of our experiences. He said, at present the greatest experience is only one, that is Donald Trump has occupied the political seat of USA. You know, he has clearly declared that I dislike Muslims. I said, you are a Muslim, you have to see things in the Muslim, according to the Muslim angle. You have to see, first of all, you have to see the Quran. What Quran guides you. Then I referred the verse Al-Ma'idah 105. It's a very important verse in the Quran, in Al-Ma'idah 105. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu qu anfusakum. No. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu alaykum anfusakum. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu alaykum anfusakum. La yadurrukum man dhalla idha tadaytum. It means that, O people of faith, perform your duty. No one is going to harm you if you are on the right path. So, if someone says something that is against you, why you bother? According to Quran, you have to see yourself. You have to examine your own affairs. Then I said that according to Islam, what is the position of American Muslims? American Muslims are Muslims in diaspora. From different Muslim countries, they belong from different Muslim countries. And you know, Muslims in diaspora have a very special duty. They must disseminate the teachings of Islam. They must do the work among those people in which country they are living. This is the duty of American Muslims. And if they perform the duty, no one can harm God. Will help you. God Almighty will help you. He will not allow anyone to do harm against American Muslims. Then I told them about the history of Islam. before the death, prophets addressed to his companions in the Hajjatul Wada. He said that, Ayuha Nas, Inna Allah Ba'athani Kafatan lil Alam. You have to convey my message to all mankind. So what happened? After the death of the Prophet, the majority of Sahaba went out of Makkah, Medina. They settled in adjacent countries. And you know, after a very short time, they were able to Islamize the whole that area. So what was their method? These Sahaba went out of Arab but settled in adjacent countries. They were living in that country without creating any problem. No protest, no complaint, nothing. They were living as a peaceful citizen. The only concern was to spread the message of Islam. This is the Uswa of Sahaba. And this is the example that must follow by American Muslims also, all other Muslims who are living in diaspora. So don't talk about those against speeches. Don't think, don't talk, don't write. That is not problem. For Muslims, problem is from within and not from outside. So this is the Islamic message to all Muslims. Muslims always talk about conspiracies, about problem, about enmity, this and that. But this is not the problem. Problem is within. And this ayat, Alaykum anfasukum la yudurukum man dhalla idha tadaytum. This ayat gives us an eternal guidance for all Muslims. Then I said that this is not for Muslims, this is for all mankind. This is law of nature. This is a law of nature and it covers all the humanity. God Almighty created this world. He created man. And he is not only creator, he is manager of the world. He is Rabbul Alameen. God Almighty manages the human history. History is not without any patron. Our patron is our God. I will refer Satan. Here I would refer to the greater enemy of humanity, more than anyone else. You know, when God Almighty created Adam, Satan, that is Iblis, was very angry. He gave a challenge. لَا تَنَكَنَّ ذُرِّيَتُهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. I will destroy the whole mankind. He said that I will destroy the whole mankind. God Almighty said, you are free. You are free. God Almighty gave him freedom. But at the same time, he said, I am on the side of those people who follow the right path. Right path means who follow the law of nature. Then you know, in spite of all those negative activities of Satan, man was flourished. Man was able to create a civilization, a whole civilization. This civilization was against the scheme of Satan. But man was able to complete his plan and create a whole civilization. So is the case of Muslims. You know, Prophet of Islam started his mission in the first quarter of 7th century, that is 610 AD. At that time, only the Prophet was a Muslim. One Muslim in the whole mankind, in the whole world. Satan became enemy of this mission. Satan became enemy of this mission from the outside, from the outset. But what happened? Islam began flourishing. At that time, if there was only one Muslim in the whole world, now there are more than 1 billion Muslims throughout the world. In all the countries, if you travel, you will find that Muslims are living in all the countries. So, where is the satanic conspiracy? Satanic conspiracy failed and Islam successfully flourished throughout the world. This is the history of Islam. So we have to believe in the help of God Almighty. God Almighty is our Lord, our sustainer. He will provide help. So, I think that we have to stick to our mission, to Dawa work. Dawa work is the only mission of Muslim community. Only mission. كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. This is the mission of Muslims. Mission of Muslims is shahadat or dawat or tabligh. Dissemination of the message of God to all mankind. So it is promised from God Almighty that we have to stick to our mission, we have to perform our duty, اینڈ گاڈ آلمائٹی ول ٹیک کیئر آف. دیر از اے ورس ان دا قرآن ان دس ریگارڈ. یا ایھا الرسول بلغ ما انزل الیک من ربک وان لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته واللہ یعصمک من الناس. This verse is like a guarantee, a divine guarantee. We have to perform our duty towards our work, and God Almighty will save us from all kind of problem, external problem. So when God Almighty Himself has given us this guarantee, then what is the problem? We have to follow the right path. We have to follow the right path of Islam. We have to correct our moral character. We have to plan for the work. We have to spread the message of Islam throughout the world. There is no problem. Everything, every path is open. And God Almighty has opened all the opportunities. Now there are pleasure freedom, there are communication, there are everything that we require in this field. So people generally talk about conspiracy, about enmity. That is not good. We have to remember God Almighty. We have to read the Quran. We have to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet. This is our concern. Our concern is not to discover conspiracy or enmity. That is not our concern. That is concern of God Almighty. If there are conspiracy against us, if there are enmity against us, that is not our concern. That is concern of God Almighty. This is the right way of thinking. Any other thinking is derailment, deviation. And that will not work. That is not good for us. If you read Quran, you will find many verses that proclaim that God is on the side of believers. God Almighty is always on the side of believers. It is very clear in the Quran that God Almighty is on the side of believers. Provided they are following the right path. So talking about conspiracy, talking about enmity, is quite against the creation plan of God. Against Islam, against Quran. The whole history is a, a testimony of this fact. There were so many problems during long history of Islam, from the outside up to this date. But no problem was left unsolved. Every problem was solved by God Almighty, by the angels. So problems are concern of God Almighty. We have to perform our duty. This is a two-part formula. And if we have to perform our duty, this is our concern. And about the problem or enmity or conspiracy, if these things are there, that is problem of God Almighty, not ours. So all the Muslims must understand this reality. They have to change their mind in this regard. They have to re-establish their faith. They have to rediscover this fact. As far as myself is concerned, I have read so many times the whole Quran and also the Hadith, the Sunnah of the Prophet. And every time I was convinced that God Almighty is on the side of faithful people, provided they are following the right path, As-Siratul Mustaqim. So we have to be very clear in our mind, very, very clear, without any doubt, that our duty is to follow the right path. That is As-Siratul Mustaqim. And it is upon God Almighty to solve all the problems. There is a verse in the Quran, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. There in the, it means that in the later period, Muslims will abandon the Quran. Not at the time of Prophet and Sahaba, but in the later period. Muslims will abandon the Quran. They will make Quran as Qudai Mahjur. So what is the meaning of this verse? It does not mean that will not read the Quran. They will read it. They will memorize it. They will keep it in their houses. But they fail to reapply the Quran. They will fail to reapply the Quran. Although in previous history of Islam, in the early history of Islam, we know through the book of history that God Almighty always helped the Prophet, the Sahaba, the Muslims. God Almighty always helped the religion of the Islam. But in the later period of history, Muslims will forget this fact. They will talk about conspiracy, about enmity. We have to recover our faith. We have to redefine these verses. We have to reapply these verses of the Quran on our situation. So, Kitab Mahjur means failure in reapplying the Quran. Here is the problem. Present Muslims have failed to reapply the Quran teaching in our present situation. So we have to correct our thinking. We have to change our mind. We have to make tawbah. This is tawbah. Here is the solution. No protest, no complaint will do. You have to follow the Quran teaching again. That according to Quran, the problem is within, not in the outside. We have to correct ourselves. We have to follow the right path. When we use the language of complaint or protest, when Muslims use the language of protest or complaint, it means that they are blaming others. They are finding out their problem in the outside. What is the problem within? Within ourselves. So we have to correct ourselves. We have to try to reapply the Quran verses. We have to revive again this principle. We have to follow the commandments of God, and God will save us. This is the gist of the Quranic message. You have to follow the right path, and God Almighty will save you from your enemy. This is the thought of the day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.